We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I focus our attention upon the passage that we're going to be in the book of Acts chapter 19 today, where the Apostle Paul is faced with something on his third missionary journey that is going to be something that causes him to write a letter back to the church concerning some of the things that had happened due to the satanic attacks that were made against the ministry of Paul and against those that were there at the church of Ephesus as they seek to plant a church there. You can always understand and know that whenever God is doing a great work, there's always going to be opposition. Matter of fact, Paul said that. It says that we have many opportunities, but there's great opposition. And we need to understand and know that opposition comes from Satan, who despises Christ, wants nothing to do with it. And verse 13, it says, "There certain of the vagabond or itinerant Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." We have here one of the declarations of something that's been going on since the beginning of time, and that is deception by imitation. Deception by imitation, where we have these men who decided that they're going to imitate what Paul had done by using the same names that Paul used. And they said, we adjure thee by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Jesus that Paul preaches. That's false teaching right there. That's how false teachers work. They adopt the language, they adopt all the things that are familiar, and they put it into their practice to seek to imitate what God alone can do. We're going to look at this today, but I want to encourage you today that we do not have to follow an imitation. We can follow the real thing. I have in my wife's cupboard, there's imitation vanilla in a little bottle. Imitation vanilla. And every time I see that word, imitation vanilla, the first thing that comes to mind, it's not the real thing. There's a lot of imitations out there in this world. And I want us to understand that there is no imitation for Jesus Christ. There's only manufactured ones by Satan and his followers to try to duplicate what Christ does. And we're going to see that in the end times, Revelation 13 deals with this, that the false prophet, that the Antichrist seek to imitate God and Jesus Christ by many powerful miracles. And they will deceive the world with these powerful miracles. But it's not the power of Christ. It's the power that's been abused by Satan, and he will fail miserably, for the Lord's going to cast all three of them into the lake of fire. We need to understand and know that there are many imitations out there, and we need to be discerning believers to follow this book alone and not be impressed by the imitators, but be impressed with the real thing, the real person of Jesus Christ. And that's who we seek to exalt today here at Grace Bible Church.